This is Dr. Schumacher redictating a history and physical at home. A home visit, new patient history and physical, and Linda Pellick, P-E-L-E-C-H, Linda, L-I-N-D-A. This was originally dictated on September 10th, but it came back blank on our thing, so I'm redictating it with hope that I'm as accurate. If you can find the other one, please do so. It's Linda, L-I-N-D-A, Pellick, P-E-L-E-C-H. Date of service was September 8, 2022. New paragraph, patient profile. Mrs. Pellick is a 75-year-old female who had recently moved into the Pines period. New paragraph, chief complaint. She's seen for initial evaluation, and her problems include dementia. And she also has some back pain, period. She has history of atrial fibrillation also. In paragraph, history of present illness. Ms. Pellick was found to have dementia and diagnosed about 6 years ago, period. There was an episode of confusion on about 10 years ago when her older son took his life. And she was a bit forgetful for a short while, but that improved, period. The dementia onset 6 years ago was insidious, period. It gradually worsened, and she had developed poor speech about 2 years ago, period. There was no wandering or getting lost, period. She seems to have had a minor CVA or TIA some time ago, but not likely felt to be the source of dementia, period. It's become more difficult to take care of her at home, period. New paragraph. It's noted that she has atrial fibrillation, but her heart rate is stable. And she's on Eliquis for anticoagulation, period. She has a history of hyperlipidemia that's currently stable also, period. She's on pravastatin currently, period. New paragraph, she's had a history of hallucinations and delusions about a year ago, period. She's been on Seroquel since then. That seems to have helped, period. She frequently fuses her meds, though, period. Lately, her behavior has been out of control, period. She sometimes swears. No, change that. Today was the first time she actually swore, though, period. She has back pain, for which she uses aspirin cream, and that seems to help, period. It helped initially, but then the pain may have worsened slightly, period. She can be very anxious and very aggressive, period. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, and she may have had some weight loss. Eye, no major visual complaints. ENT, no earache or sore throat or hoarseness or hearing problems. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitations, period. She's not dizzy. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. Do you notice urea or other complaints? Musculoskeletal, she has back pain. skin, no major rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. The paragraph, past history is positive for osteoporosis, atrial fibrillation, dementia. There has been some dysphagia in the past, but they seem to swallow okay. Hyperlipidemia, back pain, insomnia. The paragraph, social history, she never smoked, and there's no alcohol excess reported. New paragraph, family history. Her mother is deceased and she was hit by a car at the age of 75, and she had some Alzheimer's. Her father died at 81 of natural cause, but he had, instead of had alcoholism, period. She has living siblings, period. She has a son with allergies and migraine. New paragraph, medication. Alendronate 70 milligrams weekly, apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day, donepezil 10 milligrams nightly, famotidine 40 milligrams nightly, memantine 10 milligrams daily, favastatin 20 milligrams daily, tizanidine 2 milligrams nightly as needed, trazodone 75 milligrams daily, Seroquel 100 milligrams PID. New paragraph. Examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, but very poorly cooperative and was upset, period. She refused to allow vitals to be taken. She's a bit resistant when we attempt to examine, but I was able to get a fairly good examination in, period. Head and neck, pupil decal and reactive to light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular are intact. Oral mucosa are normal. Ears are normal to inspection. Hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2. No S3, no S4, no murmur. Abdomen soft and tender, no palpable gynomegaly. CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact. Gait was just slightly unsteady. Speech was poor and impoverished. Much information was obtained from her husband, but she provided some information, period. Musculoskeletal. Shoulder range of motion was normal, period. There's no inflammation or fusion of the joints, no cyanosis. Knees were unremarkable. New paragraph, skin was intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. Mental status. Her aspect was one of a bit of apprehension and agitation, and she seemed not happy to be here at the Pines and Lapeer. In orientation of time, she scored 0 out of 5, period. She could not tell me the date, day, year, month, or season, period. She could not tell me the place, city, state, county, or floor, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1. Even symptoms being mild, these factors increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, don't wait to ask your healthcare provider. Mrs. Pelleck has severe dementia. Now, the nepazole 10 milligrams daily and the mantine 10 milligrams daily, period. She might not be taking her meds completely, period. 2, she has history of atrial fibrillation. I will continue apixaban 5 milligrams BID for anticoagulation, period. Her heart rate is stable, period. 3, she has dementia with psychosis, alkaline hysterical, 100 milligrams BID, period. 4, she has extreme anxiety and agitation. Now, can you order Ativan-Del, 1 milligram BID, and an extra dose PRN, period. 5, she has hyperlipidemia, and I will continue pravastatin, 20 milligrams daily, period. 6, she's on trazodone for sleep, period. Overall, I will continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.